I cannot stop until I make it to the top. This is Deontay Henderson, and you are now tuning in to Just Deontay. Let's go. Hey guys, this is Deontay Henderson. This is another episode of Just Deontay. Thank you so much for tuning in. I appreciate all the love from around the country and across the world. My fans, you guys are truly awesome. Continue to tune in. Leave your questions, comments, concerns. Leave a like. Share it. Let everyone else know about it. Please do. And if you want to get to know me better and follow me on social media, my name is at Just Deontay, which is JustDeontae. And that's on Instagram and Twitter. Today, I want to talk to you guys about creating an opportunity. A lot of the times, we have these grand ideas, these life-changing, future-changing ideas that are going to impact the world, right? And we know they're great, but we feel like we need assistance from somebody in a really high up position, or they have the financial backing or the audience or the traction or attention that requires success in the field we are trying to establish something in. And what happened to me today was this. I'm not going to go into too much detail, but with me creating, you know, my own podcast and doing books and just being me and taking care of school, I was presented an opportunity. And that opportunity wouldn't have been presented to me if I just said, hey, I can do this and that. You should give me a chance. No. What allowed that opportunity to come to me was I created something on my own and it gained attention. If you're able to create something that gains attention or money or an audience or just it really makes noise and it's something great and you're creating something of value, you don't have to go out and tell people, hey, I'm a great rapper. Hey, I'm a great writer. Hey, I'm a great this and that. You should sign me to do this and that. If you go out, do it on your own, create your own platform and you draw people to it, then these bigger companies, these bigger businesses will want to do work with you as opposed to having you work for them. They'll come to you and offer you an opportunity because they see that you can create something for yourself. And by you creating something for yourself, you drew attention, and that's what they want anyway. So when you do for yourself, then others want to do for you. Other successful people want to help people who do for themselves. It's that simple. If you're begging for an opportunity and doing this and that, and you want people to give you a chance, most likely it's not going to happen. You create your own chance, you're giving yourself your own opportunity, then those things will come when you least expect it. And I was able to actually see that today. And you have to get to the point where you have done so much, or you have done something so impactful that when you're in a situation where you're pretty much being interviewed, the conversation is shorter. If it's longer, most likely you have to explain who you are, what you do, and do this and that. It's usually going to be shorter if you're proven and they know exactly what they want. That's how that works. Get to the position where your conversation is shorter because you're a necessity for them. And that's what I wanted to share with you guys today. Just create your own opportunity and somebody else will reach out to you eventually. And if not, keep creating your own. And a lot of the guys who did that are Jim Henson, creator of the Muppets, Stan Lee, Marvel, Jay-Z, P. Diddy, T.D. Jakes, Joel Osteen, the list can go on, Will Smith, Michael Jordan, all these people, these guys were self-starters. They wanted something, and they did it on their own, and then other opportunities came. It's really that simple. It's hard to do, but it's simple to follow. This is Deontay Henderson saying, grind so you shine. Thank you for your time, and God bless.